So much going on in the Twin Ports these days. It's a wonder we can keep up with it at all. And art is, and various kinds of art, not just visual arts, but performing arts, literature, all kinds of things coming out of so many different unexpected quarters. It's a wonderful time to be hanging out in the Twin Ports. This morning, Becky Nelson joins us to talk about the installment of Superior Stories that was curated by the Feminist Action Collective. It was a wonderful evening of short fiction brought to life by some local performing artists. Becky Nelson of the Feminist Action Collective was the host, and she joins us this morning. Hi, Becky. Good morning.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
So tell us about the fiction that was curated for this evening. Was it written by local folks, or did you expand the scope to find the pieces that you wanted to have people perform?
Sure. So Superior Shorts is normally fiction from all over the place. So the pieces we chose were actually not local. One of them was by an Icelandic author, actually. And so they were by women from all over the world. And they do have a local edition of Superior Shorts that's going to happen, I believe, in November this year. But yeah, normally you choose fiction from anywhere.
So then how do you find the folks to perform the pieces, and how do you match up the performers with certain works of literature?
Well, thankfully, Kendra Carlson, who put together Superior Shorts, it was her kind of brainchild, and she kind of runs it and arranges all of that, and she does a fantastic job. She's really tied into the local theater community here in Duluth, and she matches up. She reads the stories that we curated, and then she matches them up with the appropriate readers, and they're local actors. This time around, we actually had three people who had never read for Superior Shorts before, which was really exciting. And one of them was a local actress who's been in quite a few plays and stuff, Beth Brophy. Patricia Lewis has been in some productions. And then one of them is actually somebody who's normally backstage, was Kira Berkness. But Kendra really is the person who ties that all together, and she has a real strong talent for picking out the right person to do the job.
One of the things that is so wonderful about the arts here in this community is that we're still a small enough town that there can't really be a lot of remove between the artists, the performers, and the audience. Frequently, our venues are small and they're kind of comfy, or you know the people, and so you mob them backstage and you schmooze with them. Talk a little bit about the audience response to the evening of literature and what it looked like after the show, where I'm guessing there was a lot of mingling and conversation.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about Superior Shorts is that, and about, as you mentioned, about a lot of the local theater and arts community here in Duluth. This Kendra calls this our little book club that you don't actually have to read in advance for, which is great for a lot of people. The pieces, especially this time, we tried to choose pieces that really made people think. And I think that happens most times with Superior Shorts. The pieces are things that really afterwards you want to talk to somebody about, like what you heard and what your experience was. I personally, because I knew the stories, was really excited to sit in the audience and hear their responses to the stories as they played out on stage. And so to talk to people afterward about what they were reacting to and how they felt as they heard the story was really powerful. And it's extra fun when you get to see some of the same people at a lot of these events.
The theme for this evening's work was persist. And of course, we have a sense of what that means in today's political climate. We have a sense of what to expect. Did the stories meet people's expectations, or were some of them surprising, perhaps, examples of persistence that maybe the audience wasn't expecting?
I suspect that a lot of people came, especially because the pieces were curated by the Feminist Action Collective and the theme was persist. I think a lot of people possibly came with an idea that these were going to be politically motivated stories. And they were not. A Jury of Her Peers by Susan Glassell was about a woman whose husband has been murdered out at a farmhouse. And she's actually not present for the story, but it's told from the perspective of two wives of the men who are investigating. A Story for Children by Svava Jakobsdottir, which is the Icelandic story. That one is actually a surrealist story about motherhood. And Dangerous Space by Kelly Eskridge actually is a sci-fi story, but we had to cut it down because it's a novella in its original form. And so the part that we read was largely about music. And when we were curating, it was the week of Homegrown Music Festival in Duluth. And so the way this piece talked about music really spoke to us. And so that was part of why we selected it. It was just a fantastic piece. I'd really recommend reading all of them, actually.
That makes me wonder, of course, is there anywhere online where folks can maybe find a list of the pieces that were performed in case they weren't able to make it, or maybe they did and they just want to read these pieces again?
That's actually a really great idea, and I don't remember. There is a Superior Shorts Facebook page, and I don't remember if Kendra posts the links, like if the stories are available online, if she posts links to them or not, and it's certainly something I can do as the host of this past one, is post the links to the stories that I have.
Even the names and the authors, even if mm-hmm. they're not available online, folks could go and dig them up if they were curious, which is, you know,
absolutely.
The more you read, the better you are.
I agree.
Becky, this sounds fascinating, and I hope that we have the opportunity to talk again. What a wonderful series, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. And the next episode's on July 31st, so I hope to see plenty of you there.
All right. Fantastic. We'll get a link set up to that Facebook page that Becky mentioned, so it'll be easy for folks to keep track of what's going on with Superior Shorts and the Feminist Action Committee.